This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time now to meet at the stage door, your weekly recap on all things theatre here in Taranaki. Thanks to the wonderful team at BC Media. Let's meet now at the stage door. Good morning and welcome to The Stage Door. We're back with you on another Monday this January. Nice to have you along. And of course, we come to you every Monday morning thanks to Charlotte, Dan and the team at BC Media. And joining me today, I have the gorgeous Taryn. Nice to have you along.
Nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Tracy. How was your break?
Nice. Really nice, actually. I caught up on quite a few Netflix movies, which was quite nice. And saw the new Kate Winslet one that she directed, which Helen Mirren's in it. Really good, actually. And the dynamics of family when you go through grief, as we know, are certainly challenging, and it's quite real. I found the movie quite real.
See, that's awesome. That's what I love about art, is that it's a reflection of the human condition and the experiences that we go through. And sometimes I don't even understand the things that I've been through in my life until I see that reflected back on me through watching a play hearing some poetry slam or watching a movie. And it helps. It genuinely helps us as humans.
Well, it should be a slice of life, in my opinion. And it should evoke some sort of emotive reaction.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's
comedy or tragedy, or whether it's frickin' farce or black comedy or whatever. It should still be reflective.
Yeah.
I think so. Make you think. That's what theatre should make you think.
Totally agree. One of the best tools for the world in many different ways and shapes and forms.
Absolutely. What about yourself? Did you have a good break?
I did have a good break, yeah. I've got a 5-year-old, so it was was filled with Pokemon and monster trucks and quite a few Netflix shows for me in the nighttime as well. And, of course, a lot of swimming in Taranaki. Yeah. How lucky have we been?
I know. Aren't we lucky? Hey, I've got to say, I had a good look around social media because often, you know, you have a quick flick, but I don't really look at it a lot. But over the summer break, I did. And found some really cool sites and some really amazing artists and performance groups that I hadn't necessarily heard of. So one I did find that you follow, which is that amazing Scottish woman who does the fairies that are made of...
Oh my gosh,
wasn't that far out? She's amazing.
So good.
Yeah, incredible. So good. Incredible.
There's so many phenomenal artists out there who do... There's another girl out there who plays... She plays the electric bagpipes, and she is from, like, I don't know, California or something. She looks Scottish, and she plays the electric bagpipes, and she plays like Ozzy Osbourne, Iron Maiden, tours the world doing this. Like, just incredible artists out there who do quirky things that I love.
Isn't it amazing? Of course, we had Adrian Whelan play for us at our Christmas party,
speaking of quirky people from
Scotland. And all, he's not Scottish, he's Irish. But, and I see he, with obviously Turkey the Bird, is playing at Holland Gardens.
Yes. Yeah, next month. That has been a wonderful thing about summer in Taranaki, and it genuinely is. Like, the number of gigs that we have at the moment, particularly like free access, all of these summer concerts at Tupari, at Hollard Gardens, and then you look at the Festival of Lights, and we've got entertainment 3 or 4 times a night. Absolutely. On different stages, all of it free access.
I know, amazing. And Summer Nights, of course, is coming to Stratford. That's an amazing event. They've got Jake Whittaker, who's actually, his dad came from Eltham.
Really?
Yeah, so they're Central Taranaki family, and Jake's been living in Aussie his whole life and, of course, got placed on The Voice. And he's coming out here, interestingly enough, for Summer Nights. I'm going to be performing, so it'll be a real country hoedown that night. That looks great.
Oh, it does. They've got some movies too.
They do, they have the kids' movies and so forth, which is, again, another fantastic opportunity to go along and not cost you an arm and a leg.
It just amazes me that we have so much free entertainment in Taranaki. Even looking out my way, Butler's Reef hosted a free massive concert for people on New Year's Eve. No door charge, just come along and enjoy some live music. It blows my mind. I'm so grateful.
Hey, aren't we lucky though, you know, when you look at that and then you look at what we have in the toolbox of the bowl, for example.
Mm.
Interesting enough, too, I will say Christmas at the Bowl, which I sit on the trust, as you know, and that was highly successful this year. They were really lucky with the weather.
Weren't
again,
they?
Because, I mean, you sort of do the anti-rain dance to the gods, as it yes. were, when you're yeah, doing yeah, outside
yeah.
events.
Sacrifice virgin.
Yeah, but it was yeah. another great, great year.
With so much local talent again.
Yeah, absolutely. How lucky are we? Really,
so lucky.
Really lucky for a gold coin, you know? Where can you go for that? You just can't.
No, you can't.
Hey, this year, looking at theatre, because obviously that's where you and I have a passion is with theatre, there's lots of things happening, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's only January, and even now the list is long.
Mm.
Like, there's still a number of shows that haven't been announced that are coming, but we're kicking off the new year with some awesome shows, local shows. If you look at, say, the likes of Little Theatre, their first show for the year is Cool Girls, which I'd never heard of, but when you told me, I was, this is amazing. I want to be in this.
Really funny thing.
Tell me more about it.
So it's about a group of women who live in a rest home who are 50 plus.
Yep.
I won't say rest home, but live in a supported living community. Environment, community,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
gated supported living community. And they end up, the community ends up in financial problems. And so they come up with a cunning plan of how they can assist, and with a name like Cool Girls, that sort of gives you an idea. So looking at, of course, they had auditions this weekend, Just Been, and certainly nice to see a play that's got women 50 plus being the leads, because it's very hard. And I always will say that when I was younger and acted, it was like I never ever thought about, like, when you all of a sudden had grey hair and a few extra bumps and wrinkles, that hold on a minute here, life's going to be quite different to look at parts, because those parts are few and far between, or they fall into this category of
stereotypical
being, absolutely, you know, like when you're young you get to play all these, you know, the love interest or the, you know, the young rim. And how many times have we all seen plays which all have those, and you sort of can know that this person's probably likely to play that part because, you know, there's probably more parts than there is people to be able to do those sorts of roles. And men, don't even get me started. But women over 50, particularly over 55, there's not a lot of good parts, and there's not a lot of good parts that are what I call meaty.
Yep, I totally agree.
This is a play that, even though it's got lighter moments, it is a comedy, it's going to be hilarious, but the characters are still real enough to challenge any actor, which I think is great.
Good. So did you audition?
Oh, I'm going to keep that quiet.
And can we hear your best sexy phone voice?
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Not going to, unless you pay me. and of course, Little Theatre as well, something that's close to our heart, following that.
It is, because after Cool Girls is, drum roll please,
The Vagina Monologues, which is going to be amazing.
Directed by Tracy Blake.
Yeah, so I'm going to direct Vagina Monologues. So V Monologues is something that's been on my bucket list for years. Saw it professionally back 23, 24 years
Did
ago.
You?
Yeah, saw it and was amazed by it. And then I sort of followed it, read it, seen it evolve over the years, and always thought, oh, when those rights become available, it's going to be one I, you know, want to direct. And, of course, have directed a lot in the past, but have taken a break since Les Mis. Haven't directed anything since I was in Les Mis. And, well, actually, no, I tell a lie, because I did Dirty Dusting straight away afterwards. But not since 2016, you know. So
gosh,
it's
so
been
that's 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time since
I've
done anything. So I saw that another New Zealand theatre company had done Vagina Monologues, and it made me think, oh my gosh, that means the amateur rights are available. They must be available. So started having a look at it. And then, of course, you and myself and the lovely Stella went out for a few drinks one night and just chatting, didn't we?
Yeah,
and said to Stella, hey, Little Theatre should look at doing Vagina Monologues, when she sort of jokingly said about directing.
And next minute, like quite literally next minute, by the end of the night.
In fact, I went to do a review and you came with me.
Yeah, to the show Ache for Terry Darby.
Yeah, it was that night that we were at the show, and that's why we'd met Stella beforehand. And that night they were on the phone to Play Bureau to get the rights.
And then suddenly it was, oh, you were serious about Vagina Monologues?
Yes, and so now it's booked
because
in.
Because we want you.
Yeah, so it's booked in. So really looking forward to that. And certainly it's going to be a show, I think, that's going to create a lot of water cooler talk.
Oh,
and
my
it will
gosh,
be
I
controversial.
Can't wait. I cannot wait. Again, it goes back to that, you know, how there are not meaty roles for women in local theatre.
No.
And these are all fantastic roles in this story. And it's a play that has meaningful impact on the community. Like, yeah, you'll go and you'll laugh and you'll reflect and you might be uncomfortable at some points and like overjoyed at others. But what it does is it teaches you about the experience of women. So it's good for people who may be going through things, good for people who are women, good for people who want to understand women, good for people who have daughters, aunties, mothers.
That's so true. And you know, I think you know, you touched on it then about what's available, because this is a show, there's going to be a 20-year-old in it, but I also want an 80-year-old. Like and there's the women who have witnessed horrific births and watched horrific births, the woman who has husbands having an affair,
the woman who's never had an orgasm in her life,
the trans woman,
you know, like amazing,
you know,
hey?
and going through, I mean, I get goose pimples, but it's a play that will make you think, and it will be a play where I think that people are going to go, they'll either really love it or they'll really hate it, and it will be, it's one of those ones. And you do take a risk doing anything like that, which I'm really proud of Little Theatre taking that on,
totally.
That they've agreed to let us do it, because it's not a show that you could do at a lot of theatres around. Yeah, and nice to see already, and we've kept it on the down low. In fact, this is the first time actually it's been publicly
spoken about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, on the down low, I've had a word to a couple of people, friends of mine who are actors, and said, hey, look,
this is coming up.
And both of the two women who I've spoken to have gone, holy mother of God, this is absolutely, like, I will get back on stage for this. This is what I want to do. Oh, my gosh, yes. You know, like, and that really excites me.
Me too.
No men in the cast at all. No men.
Oh, happy space.
No men in the cast. But it's not a, you know, an anti-male.
It's not anti-male.
No, it's not at all. It's not anti-male.
Yeah. And it's going to have to be a cast that really trusts themselves and trust each other and trust the group.
Yeah.
Because you're in there talking about, like, things that are personal, things that are big, things that are hilarious and scary.
And definitely not one for an actor who thinks that they can put something on, because it's not about that. It's going to be lovely. Warren Bates always, and he and I absolutely clicked, but one of the things that we talk about quite often is the fact that you peel the layers off.
Peel the layers. And emotional truth.
I've talked about it on air about the Fridge Technique, and you and I have talked about that. And it's definitely a show where it's got to be, you've got to own that truth. And if you're not saying those words as your own, forget about it. Don't even bother coming and auditioning if you're not
going
to be, make yourself vulnerable.
Absolutely.
Gotta be
I'm so excited. I'm excited that something like this will be appearing on stage in Taranaki as
cool.
Like, really pumped for that.
Definitely really excited to see that, which is going to be amazing. And of course, we'll start down south. So Harwater,
they've just this week announced their cast for The Pink Hammer, directed by Peter Meikle, which is cool.
So do you know Peter?
I don't, but I've heard wonderful things about
He's a great director. He also, just to give you an idea, he appeared on a TV program many years ago, which was about, I think it was Papakura, or some theatre group, like amateur theatre group, and it was a bit like, you know, the TV show that they had based in Tauranga about musical theatre what's his name, I see him, the Australian, he's a Kiwi but he lives in Australia and he writes amazing musicals and I can't think of his name and I can totally see him, but
Luke DeSoma?
Luke.
That's
so incredible.
Good.
I know, that's a brilliant show of his. But it's a bit probably like that. It was a documentary that he had, and Peter became quite at the forefront of being seen as like a amateur theatre director. And then he went down, did quite a bit down in Blenheim, and has been back here in Taranaki, chef by trade.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, chef by trade. I first met him in Stratford, funnily enough. He was working for the Stratford Club as a chef there. This is talking 15, 20 years ago.
Wow.
Quite some time ago. And then went away to South Island and is now back working. And, of course, he's directing the Peter Pink Hammer. And, of course, Clive Cullen's all over it, like a rash, like Clive would be.
Yeah.
And, again, nice to see some...
strong female characters.
Again, strong female characters. And Ron Scott being the male, the token male, is the tutor.
And also I find the set for that play really interesting because I really am quite over going to plays where there's a couch in the middle of the stage and it's set in a lounge. What I really like about the Pink Hammer is set in a workshop and you know it's there's hammers on the wall and wood everywhere and a saw and a drill and it feels like you're in your best mate's shed.
Yeah,
it's cool.
And women who go along to learn how to do carpentry for a variety of reasons and why they're actually there too. It's a great play. Of course, after that, the one and only Sister Act.
Gosh, man, how popular has that been? That's the show that I'm seeing heaps about on social media. Same. That's the one in Taranaki that people are auditioning for, talking about. Because if you look back at when we had the Australasian premiere of Sister Act, Operatic did. Oh, that was so good. I would go as far as to say, and I'm a tragedy person. Like I love tragedy and drama and make me cry. But I would go as far as to say that New Plymouth Operatic Sister Act was probably my favourite show of theirs.
Do you know what? That was one of the first times I really, even though I'd seen him on stage before, but had really noticed him was when I saw Sean, who's directing obviously Sister Act for Harborough.
Yeah.
But when I saw him, because he was the villain, as it were, and almost like a Joe Pesci sort of character.
Yeah.
Like I loved him in that, and Mark Luthard was the other one, you know. And then the guy from the Mighty Teen Ads, and I can never remember his name.
He was so good.
And then Akina played the Whoopi Goldberg character.
She was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Big shoes to fill when that's your standard in Taranaki.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only time I've seen it on stage, right?
Yeah.
And Akina was just like...
Yeah, and of course Ellie's stepping into that role.
Yeah, Ellie is.
Yeah.
She's no stranger to theatre stages in Taranaki. What have I seen her in? We Will Rock You.
Yeah, so well, she was, Killer Queen in that.
Avenue Q.
Yeah, she played the guy Gary Coleman in that.
That's right.
And, of course, years ago when she first came back to theatre after high school stuff, she was my Dolbert the Giant and Bad Judy the Witch.
Yes,
and then did Dirty Dusting at Stratford. She's done quite a few shows at Stratford and a few at Little Theatre.
Yeah.
She's done over the years.
Oh, course, she was in that
Pack of Girls.
Pack
of Girls. Really, it'll be great and good cast. I mean, he's got some amazing talent on the stage. Sean has done, you know. Yeah.
Now, has Sean directed before?
Yes, lots of times.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
So he's done a lot of stuff. He's a teacher. He's the head of music at Te Paipai Aotea.
Oh, cool.
So he has been concentrated. So Lion King, obviously, he did. I'm trying to think what else did they do. So he's done
really good things about
that. So, and he's a theatre person, like he's actually a performer, and his singer Campbell Vibe is his music group that he sings around.
And we heard him singing solo at the Taranaki Business Awards.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So he's going to be at Openaki as well, singing with Carla Kimmy as well. So having Sean direct is great because he's a lovely, lovely, lovely guy. And that goes on stage in June, I believe, doesn't
it? Yeah, it is June. And it's in the beautiful theatre, isn't it?
Got an amazing fly tower.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's Russ Standing who drove the redevelopment of that. Gosh, that's a beautiful theatre.
It is a gorgeous theatre.
I love that theatre.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice theatre. Really nice theatre, and it always has been. It's always been a really nice theatre, and I think it's one that's probably underused more than it should be. So that's what's happening in Stratford?
Stratford on stage, their first show of the year is Jersey Girls, which is being directed by Helen Snooks. That's not Jersey Boys, that's Jersey Girls.
No, and as I said to you, I actually looked at this play a few years ago.
You did, because I didn't know this play.
Yeah, so Linnell Couriger, it's really a musical. So Linnell Couriger, who is Openaki, farming out at Openaki.
Yep.
So she wrote it.
I didn't realise it was locally written.
Yeah,
that's
she wrote
it.
It's
got a few local playwrights, but Stella McCullough.
Yeah, absolutely, we have. So Linnell wrote it, and I was teaching her daughter Elliot St Mary's at now Taranaki Dai. I was teaching her drama then, and so had a bit and heard a lot of it from Ellie. Ellie played one of the parts in it. Chloe Danes was in it. It's basically about a herd of Jersey cows. That's what it's about. It's Jersey cows and over the young heifers going off to be mated the first time, and the fact that they, old bull's about to be, I think his name's Fergus actually off the top of my head, but the old bull's about to be sent off to the meatworks because he's not performing his job, and the young stud who's there, and all the girls want to meet the young stud, and but a lot of sort of 1950s, 1960s bebop, bop, Elvis bebop, sort of type, Elvis sort of character.
So question, are the cows, are they played as cows in a cow costume, or are they played as humans being cows?
They're played as, I guess you could say, a combination of both, really. So they all have ears, they all have tags, but they're dressed in like 1950s, 1960s, rock and roll, full skirts, dressed like that, with socks and... well, that's the way I've seen it done.
Yeah. Bit like Sylvia. Did you see Sylvia with the dog?
Gosh, that's probably
one of my favourite pieces I've ever seen in Taranaki.
Yeah, definitely got that sort of vibe. It will be a fun show for the cast. It's not a well-known show, and it's not one that's going to be challenging for any performer. Yeah. It'll be a, you know, which is what... In all honesty, Stratford on Stage has sort of gone down that road to that they do it for their own participation and enjoyment, and that's fine, and that's their little niche that they've found. Yep. Yeah, that's what they're doing. It's all about community and for them, and for them to explore their own love and their own passions, and that's fine. So they're doing that, and nice to see Helen direct again, because Helen's last one, I think, that she did was the Christmas one that she did. I didn't get to see that, unfortunately, but I saw the one that she did about the saloon.
She did the saloon.
The Western one. Again, so yeah, that'll be nice to see. And they're, you know, a great bunch of people. They are a great bunch of people down there at Stratford on Stage.
And not to leave repertory or Upanaki players out, but they haven't announced their first show of the year yet, so we don't know what they're doing. But Operatic have announced their big show for the year.
Yeah, the 100.
The 100, which is totally different to what they normally do.
Yeah, so that first was announced last year, obviously, when we did Chicago. It was announced. I've stepped away from Operatic, as people know now, not doing the marketing for them anymore, but was privy to the first conversation, really, when it was in the planning stages of working with New Plymouth District Council to combine, obviously, the centennial of the showplace and the refit of the showplace, because it will be the first show that will be actually the proper big show. And saying that, I think Winterfest sort of falls into their part of it, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah,
but it'll be the first big
local.
First big local show will be 100. Andy Spindler has teamed up with Carolyn Murphy. And Andy's great. I love Andy. I've got a lot of time for Andy and Carolyn. Certainly, she's made her mark in theatre here in Taranaki, as we know, with directing a lot of the shows that they've done at Operatic over the last few years. And
idea is that it's not a, you know, you won't have heard the name The 100 because it's a show that is made up of songs that have been
From musicals on that stage over the last hundred years. Yeah, absolutely. So it's not a, for example, you know, like when I first heard this, I thought, oh, great, you know, Mark and I will be able to do Madame Tenardier and Tenardier again, and we'll be able to get out and do Master of the House again, and we'll
be able to.
I had so much fun. This time I'm going to be 60-odd kilos lighter, you know, like I'll be able to get off the floor without him going, hey, please do not leave me and help me get up off the floor without that. But it's not that.
Yeah.
So what it is, it's more choral singing, choral.
Interesting.
So that the songs, but there will be solos, obviously, and that sort of thing. But from what I understand and from what I've read on the Facebook posts and also on the stuff for auditions and so forth, is that they're looking at having a children's group performing songs from shows that children have
Matilda,
been involved in.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, all of those.
Sound of Music.
Yeah, absolutely. And then looking at doing the adult stuff as well, but it's not, they haven't got the rights to be able to do, as we found out through another person who told us that there's no rights as far as costuming, so people won't be in costume.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like traditional costumes to suit the show. So you're not going to see bucks and wenches when they do the segment from Les Mis. So you're not going to see necessarily the umbrella come out in the full skirt and the and the jacket with the carpet bag for Mary Poppins. You're not going to see because they haven't got the rights. It's not doing
for those
10-minute segment of each show. So to give you an idea, for example, Harbour to Rep a few years ago, this is actually before I did Les Mis, did a tribute show to the shows that Harbour to Rep had done over the 75 years, I think it was back then. Or
It would have been their 70th because they're doing their 80th
this year. Yeah, it must have been. So it would have been their 70th. Yeah, it would have been. And so they did do extracts from Oliver. They did do extracts from Chicago. And they did do the... You know, like Velma was wearing when they did all that jazz, she was wearing the Velma costume, and they had the girls doing some of the Fosse choreography and did do that. And when I did, I'd actually did Morton, you know, for them. And so I wore what would have been not the, you know, not what you'd normally see as far as Chicago goes, but they put me in the 1930s costume.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it was... It was that when Shane Burgess sung Stars, I remember doing that, and he wore something that was suitable for Stars. So they did do that, even though there wasn't sets and there wasn't...
What we might have here is costumes that are...
Indicative,
inspired by...
Yeah, I think so. And, of course, Alana Murphy, Carolyn's daughter-in-law, is doing the choreography. Yeah. They're a great partnership to team up together.
Yeah, they are, And there will be some... what will be interesting is the blend. There will be some, you know, there'll be tap, and then there'll be some Fosse.
Absolutely.
And then there'll be children's choral, you know. It'll be nice to have that variety.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be interesting to see. And, of course, auditions for that are coming up very, very shortly as well.
Soon. I think the info evenings on them are before the end of the month, aren't they?
Yeah, not far away. Hey, we've got to mention it before we go, because obviously we only got a couple of minutes left, but Suzanne Porter.
Oh my gosh, she got a gong.
Well done.
New Year's.
Yay.
Well
Wasn't
done.
That beautiful?
She's done amazing stuff for the region, for arts, for theatre, for WOMAD. You know, you think back to the days we had Trop Fest. They've taken the Garden Festival, you know. We've got Winterfest. We've got the Reimagine. We've got the Spiegelfest, the Cabaret Fest.
Yeah, I know.
She's like, congratulations. That was a well-deserved.
And you know what? I've
got
to say this. Like, let's face it. And people they talk about it, because everyone in Taranaki and everywhere else, it's human nature. We all talk about each other behind the backs. But Suzanne's got a bit of reputation of being a bit of hard, you know, quite hard. And it's quite interesting. I know you and I have talked about that too. And we've just done the personality thing here at
Work. Yeah.
And Suzanne and I are the same personality.
Yes, you and Suzanne are the same. And I've worked under both of you. And I like it. I like working under a strong, decisive female with vision.
I admire. She's got, I'm going to say, she's got balls on the fact that she likes what she likes and she sticks with her
clear
plan.
And she is not afraid to make moves.
Absolutely, she'll take a risk.
She'll take a risk. Yeah. And that's why it's been successful. Mm. That's why we have these amazing festivals in Taranaki. Mm. You know, like, we are so lucky that we've had someone at the helm making arts thrive here since...
She's done an amazing job.
She has.
Yeah, I've got to say that. And I think it's certainly so deserved to be acknowledged in those King's Birthday honours.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, not King's Birthday, King's New Year's honours. King's and birthday. Yeah. They're not yet, Tracy, for God's sake. How many days have you been back here? Yeah. But it is. It's really exciting to see.
It is, yeah. Very, very, very well deserved.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see as Fourth Wall start their calendar too, what they'll have.
Yes, we don't know what their locally produced show is for this year yet, but they do have Ben Hurley, who of course is a local lad.
Yeah, Hawera boy.
Returning to his home region in March and bringing his comedy here.
And of course, great things happening at the bowl as well.
Oh, yes, we've got Kingston's Calling's UB40 in February for Valentine's Day, if anyone wants to take me, and Full Metal Orchestra in March. And Full Metal Orchestra is when I think
I wouldn't mind going to that either. Hey, thanks for joining me, Taryn, and make sure you join us next week here on the stage at All Thanks to BC Media. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.